Chapter 7, God's Method of Healing Babes in Christ. Is any among you sick? There should be no sick among you, because by his stripes you are healed. Because there has been no spiritual development or growth, and you are still babes in Christ, you are sick. Healing for the carnally minded man. Carnal means sense-ruled. The carnally minded man is a Christian who has not yet come to the place where the Word rules him and governs his thinking. He is called a babe in Christ, carnally minded, fleshly. He is ruled by the flesh, by what he sees with his eyes, what he feels, hears, tastes, and smells. He is a body-ruled, sense-governed child of God. He is a babe in Christ. 1 Corinthians 3, 1-3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, that is, men whose spirits have gained the ascendancy over their thinking. Their spirit is recreated, but the unrenewed mind rules their spirit. I cannot speak unto you as men whose minds are subordinate to the Word of God. Their minds were not renewed. They were still babes. Hebrews 5, 11-14, of whom we have many things to say and hard of interpretation, seeing ye are become dull of hearing. How many believers fall under this admonition? They cannot understand the Word. For everyone that partaketh of milk is without experience of the Word of righteousness, for he is a babe. This Word of righteousness is very little understood. They have never had an experience in living righteousness. What do we mean by that? Righteousness means the ability to stand in the presence of the Father or of demons or of sickness and disease without the sense of inferiority, condemnation, or of sin consciousness. Those who live righteousness or who know by the Word that they are the righteousness of God in Christ are absolute masters over circumstances, demons, and disease. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Him who knew no sin, he made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. You are having experience in the Word of righteousness. You are finding that it is the Word that heals. This ministry of the Word of God is the Word of righteousness. It is the Word of righteousness that sets men free, leads them out of Satan's dominion into the liberty and freedom of sons of God. How fearless they become! How mightily they speak! 14th verse, But solid food is for full-grown men, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. The believer described above has grown up into a spiritual life in Christ. He is fed on the Word until the Word has transfigured him. James 5, 14-16 is God's method of healing the carnally minded or the babes in Christ. God in great grace says, Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save him that is sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess therefore your sins one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The supplication of a righteous man availeth much in its working. Notice very carefully these facts. He cannot see that his disease was laid on Christ, but he can see the elders, hear their prayers, and feel the anointing oil upon his forehead. He can feel their hands upon his head. He is living in the realm of the senses. Grace comes down and meets him in this realm. If he had taken advantage of his privileges, he would have acted on 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This scripture is to the Christian. Had that believer, that babe in Christ, taken advantage of his rights and privileges, he would have looked up and said, Father, forgive me for the thing I have done which caused my sickness. The Father would have forgiven him and healed him then. But he has to see and feel before he can believe. He belongs to Thomas' class. When I see, I will believe. Practically all the faith that men had in Jesus before his death and resurrection was sense-knowledge faith. They believed in things they saw and heard. They could not believe in a resurrection. They had never seen a resurrection. They had seen Lazarus raised from the dead. He was simply raised, brought back to life again. He was not resurrected. He died again. Oh, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that comes down to our level and meets us where we cannot apparently act on the Word, because we are governed by the senses.